Welcome, welcome to the official call, Coffee with the Coder, episode 91. That's awesome. And I'm excited to start throwing these questions at you, Paula. How is everything today for those who just called in?
Oh, great, great, great. I just got that one in under the wire.
Yes, so, just made it.
Yeah, so did we want to let the folks on the call know about the upcoming webinar and kind of what's going on in our world before we start in the questions?
Absolutely. Okay, so if you did not get an email from us this morning, please go over there at aq-iq.com and check it out, because we have lots of things going on. There are three posted webinars that are coming up. I think the next one is modifiers, and those are tricky little things that are very, very helpful and can get you into a lot of trouble. We're going to be talking about that. And often, when you run up against an extremely complicated case, I've been listening, so you can hear I'm just a techie, but I've been listening. It's good to go back to the basics, and you can unravel that really tough case by doing that. So did I miss something, Paula?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay, great. Great. I'm ready to send you some questions. And also, I wanted to let the audience know that everyone who dialed in today is in the running for the mugging, because the questions today are anonymous. I had a peek. So I'm encouraged about that. And if you are calling in from, like, an organization where your caller ID is the organization and not you, listen up at the end when we get to this part, because you should be able to probably recognize that it's you and give a call to us. So anyway, so this first question from Anonymous is from the inpatient rehab setting. And let me make it a little bigger where I can read it really good for you. Okay, so here's the question. Would you please provide some assistance with interpreting the instructional notes under the etiologic diagnosis section of the EarthPI manual for IGC-05 amputation of limb? I'm specifically referring to patients admitted to inpatient rehab following an amputation done due to a manifestation of diabetes. There are several diabetes mellitus manifestations listed under the IGC, including gangrene, peripheral angiopathy, and osteomyelitis, among others. The instruction given in the parenthesis under this says, use additional code to identify underlying disease, for example, E11, various diabetes codes under each, and then in the list of core morbidities. In what order are the codes to be sequenced? DM plus manifestation, manifestation plus DM? Use both as etiologic, use one as etiologic, and use the other as comorbidity. So that was an interesting question.
Okay. So let's answer the question, should they both be reported as an etiologic or one as a comorbidity? We would list both the diabetes and the manifestation as etiologic. The definition of etiologic diagnosis is the underlying condition causing the need for rehab, and both the diabetes and the manifestations, which are combination codes, would fit that definition. Now, in regards to sequencing, that's going to, you know, of course, actually depend on the guidelines and, you know, how the manifestation is, or how it's stated in the chart, whether it's stated as the manifestation as the cause or the underlying condition. Now, that's if there is no sequencing guideline. In general, like I said, I'm going to advise you to follow coding guidelines when they exist for sequencing, as you would on the UBO4. So typically, and I'll tell you why I'm going to make this choice, typically I would make the choice to report the diabetes first and then the PVD, diabetes with PVD first and then the gangrene second. So, and the reason for this is I have to look back at the documents themselves. So the UBO4, let's talk about that. On the UBO4, the coding guidelines direct you to code the diabetes with PVD, which is also a combination code that includes gangrene. So you would report that code, which is E11.52. Now, on the UBO4, we do not also report the code for gangrene, I96. It provides no additional information. Okay, so we only have that one code. However, on the EarthPI, the IRF-PI manually specifically, and I really think this is an oversight from CMS, but because it's there, we have to follow the guideline. But it specifically states, like you said, that the I-96 would also be reported with the E-1152. So I would report both. Now, the other point of this, when you're talking about sequencing for the etiologic only, okay, what directs payment for the IRF is the impairment group code that is set, the IGC, and it is supported, the selection of that IGC is supported, it really kind of directs whether it's appropriate or not in a lot of cases, by that etiologic diagnosis. The etiologic diagnosis itself does not determine payment. It does not impact payment in the way of, it does, it could in some ways, but it doesn't do it in the way of setting what the payment rate will be, okay? So that said, it really doesn't matter which order you put those in, whether you list I-96 and E-1152, you know, first or second. It's just for me, for preference, I'm going to list, you know, because it's consistent with a lot of the other ICD-10 guidelines, the underlying condition first and then the I-96 second. And then you've also got the thought of whether the physician says, you know, that's it could be argued. Again, nobody's going to call you on the carpet on this, I don't believe. But the thought could be that, oh, well, the gangrene is what ultimately caused, so I'm going to report that gangrene first and then what caused it underneath as a diabetes. So there isn't any sequencing rule. I mean, there isn't any sequencing rules for the etiologic because this guideline doesn't exist in ICD-10 because for the etiologic we can have three, like it was stated, but the principal diagnosis, we can only have one. So because you can have three, the sequencing rules, there isn't one that exists because that I-96 is not reported with the diabetes codes on the UB, so it isn't addressed in ICD-10 because inpatient rehab kind of fit themselves into all that. So I hope that answers the question. Let me give you an example of how you could report this. Let's say the patient was admitted for severe PVD associated to diabetes type 2 with gangrene that caused the need for a right AKA. The right AKA would be the impairment group code that drives the payment, and then the diagnoses for your etiologic would be the diabetes with the gangrene due to severe PVD, the E1152, followed by I-96 gangrene. Again, that is not the way you code it on the UB04. I just want to make sure you guys are hearing that. The etiologic, of course, would then follow any sequencing guidelines that did exist, but in this case, they don't because we don't code it that way on the UB. So, long-winded answer to a short question. So, hopefully that was helpful.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate so much when you go into all of that detail. So, that very much helps. Okay. So, now this is also anonymous. That's how all of you are in the running for the mug. And this is also from inpatient rehab. In this case, the patient is in the rehab after receiving a kidney transplant. We usually code the aftercare following kidney transplant, V4822, as a principal on the UB04, but this patient came to rehab with acute kidney injury, which codes to T8619. So would the principal diagnosis for rehab on the UB be the T8619 since it's still being monitored and treated, or would you code the Z4822 as principal with T8619 as secondary for the rehab purpose? I kind of feel like it should be the T8619 and not code the Z4822 at all since it's still actively being treated, but I'd really like your thoughts on that.
Okay, so now you may not like the answer, but this is really going to depend on what the physician is documenting as a reason for admission. Now, you remember the definition of principal diagnosis. The ICD-10 guidelines state the principal diagnosis is defined in UHDDS as that condition established after careful study to be chiefly responsible for occasioning the admission of the patient to the hospital for care. So, if the physician documents that acute kidney injury is causing the need for rehab, this would fit the definition of principal. However, if the patient is admitted to rehab because of the kidney transplant and now just happens to have the status of acute kidney injury as well, or continued status of acute kidney injury as well, then the Z code for aftercare would be reported as the principal and the kidney injury would be a comorbidity. I will say that in most cases, the aftercare code, the Z code, because the patient has had this major surgical issue and now they are, yes, ultimately the injury may have caused it, but because they've had this major surgical issue, that is typically why the patient is brought into rehab following that, and the Z code is typically. But I really got to direct you back to your documentation on this to see how the doctor is stating it.
And that's where everything starts and ends.
That's it.
It all depends on documentation. Thank you so much, Paula. I appreciate all of that, and I think our audience does as well. I do want to ask all of you to follow us on Facebook and look for the Coffee with the Coder private group, because you can hear the insider portion again. It will be posted there in a little bit. And also, just to invite you to the things that are upcoming, you can find it out at aq-iq.com. Be sure you're on the mailing list. And our next and final thing for today is we're going to mug someone who's dialed in to listen. We're going to give you this lovely commissioned mug. It's a bistro mug, and it's got our branding on both sides. And I've written every phone number that showed up on the caller ID. And here you go. So it looks like you're on your cell phone, and your number ends in 690. So I will call you from Tampa and find out where to send your mug and what your name is. And I'd also like to invite you to come back to Coffee with the Coder again. Send us questions, because these are very exciting things to me. I love listening to them and learning more stuff, and we'll be needing some more. Okay, so the next episode will be in 2 weeks on June 15th. It'll be episode 92. We look forward to hearing you then and interacting with you before. Have a beautiful day. Goodbye.